The Tesla Cybertruck has had a week of weird screw-ups. Also, speaking of screw-ups, did Ram screw up the pricing and basically admit that they priced their new 2025 Ram 1500 too expensive when they released the RHO? That's been interesting to see in the comments. Also, what is Kia's new pickup? Yeah, Kia. They're building a new pickup truck. This is strange. Hey, it's Tim. Pickup truck plus SUV talk, and this is another truck news recap. I apologize to those folks. It's been a couple weeks since I've done this. I've either been, well, on the road, or I've been really busy, and I'm sorry. I like doing these. And you guys like seem like you want to watch these. So let's get to the news. So what we're going to do is we're going to recap the news, and I'll give you some behind-the-scenes information, and we'll just discuss what's going on this week in truck news. First story comes from us from our friends Rich Lopnik, my friend Bradley. He was found this on the TikToks, the TikTokies. So this Tesla Cybertruck apparently went through a car wash. And when the gentleman got done with the car wash, it bricked. It was sitting there like a big, gigantic refrigerator. Yeah, it wouldn't move. And so there's a couple things that most Tesla Cyber owners are starting to realize. Is number one, in the owner's manual, it says, do not wash your car in sunlight. So don't wash the Tesla Cybertruck in sunlight. Also, if you go through a car wash, there's a special car wash mode. If you do not, it will either void the warranty or you have to do a full reset. So this gentleman, I'm not going to click the video, but he spent like 5 hours doing an overnight full reset before it became into a mostly functional truck next day. A call with Tesla confirmed the truck needed a much needed reboot, which took over 5 hours sitting to complete. He basically initiated the reboot himself, but then went to bed and hoped it worked. And he got up next morning and it worked. So if you have a Tesla Cybertruck, which I have seen a couple of these on the road lately, buyer beware, if you go through the car wash, make sure you turn on car wash mode or you're going to have a big bricked Cybertruck sitting there. And if you don't even do that, also make sure you don't, don't wash it in sunlight. It's like a gremlin. Remember those gremlins? Now, on the website, we have a couple of details that we put out this week. First thing, we have the bottom right-hand corner, Tesla Cybertruck recall, unintended acceleration. So this is an interesting story. If you didn't see the news, also on TikTok, basically the accelerator pedal wasn't fastened down inside the cabin. And so as the gentleman was driving, the pedal slipped around. It's a piece of plastic. It went up underneath the dash and actually launched, got in there, and it forced the accelerator pedal down. So he couldn't actually stop the vehicle unless he put the full brake on. Put the full brake on, put it in park, and it actually did stop. But yeah, he was able to take his gas pedal, or accelerator pedal in this case, and basically it's a piece of plastic. He moved it around. It wasn't bolted down at all. So Tesla has recalled all 4,000 of the Cybertrucks they've built so far to fix this issue, you know, with glue, tape, bolts would be nice. And I don't know, it's kind of interesting to me that they sold 4,000 of these. And also interesting, nobody thought about the accelerator pedal. There's also a new story about what is the BYD Seagull? Yeah, I had no idea what this is either. Basically, it's the Tesla killer. It's coming from China, and they're going to build a plant in Mexico. It's got people worried, including Ford's CEO, Jim Farley, who pointed out in an earnings call saying that that's going to destroy a lot of their business. It's basically a $10,000 compact SUV. I'm going to get the details from Jill's story. It is BYD means Build Your Dreams. It's a tech company that started building electric-only vehicles. And so it is a compact electric car that has a pre-sale range from $10,895 to $13,245. It gets between 190 miles to 252 miles of range. So really cheap, inexpensive electric car with almost 200 miles of range. And that's what's got Ford and other automakers like Tesla nervous. Because as consumers go, you want to buy something cheap, you want it to get some range, you want to have no maintenance, and you want to use electricity, here you go. So that has got a lot of people worried. Something to keep an eye on in the future. So heading back to the home page, I did the Toyota Tacoma hybrid drive, and I also put up a video on this, and I did a story. The big news on this is how steep the price is. $65,000 for TRD Pro and $62,000 for Trail Hunter. Yeah, that's with destination. I always include destination on this website. That's quite a bit of a chunk of change, because when you consider the other story on the website that we did a video on was the 2025 Ram 1500 RHO. This is not the TRX replacement, right? It is the high-output Hurricane engine in basically what looks like a TRX. They priced this about $71,990. You'll see some news stories for $69,000. That's without destination. So about 71,990, you have a couple packages. I'm sure it's going to be right around 80,000. Now, that has a lot of people questioning my decision to buy a Bighorn at 72,000. And frankly, it's got me questioning my decision to buy the Bighorn at 72,000. So news coming on that, because I don't know about if I'm going to take delivery of that one. So I don't know. It's interesting. A lot of people are saying, well, hey, if that's at 71,000, why is the rest of the lineup, including like Laramies and Tungstens, in a 90,000? Did you guys just screw up your pricing, came back and fixed the problem? I don't think so. Pricing's usually done months before reveals happen, so they knew this was coming, but it definitely does raise the question, how does an RHO with that off-road equipment and things become 69,000 or 71,000 with this destination? And if you consider the TRX was about 96,000 before, that's quite a bit of price difference. So on the one hand, we have the Toyota Tacoma TRD Pro and Trail Hunter that are basically uber expensive, and they kind of priced me on the marketplace. I was going to buy one until I really saw the price. I thought, man, it's maybe 62. I'm 55 already. And I drove it, and I was like, I don't see $62,000 on Trail Hunter. I think Trail Hunter is really badass, but I cannot afford to pay that much for a midsize truck. I just can't do it. And look at the RHO, and it's like, well, I should just buy the RHO instead if you're going to do the Trail Hunter. And my neck of the woods, I don't have a problem with size. I fit through all the trails I go through, so I'll just go bigger. Yeah, interesting how that turned out. This is a really wacky week for pricing. And then we have the Kia Tasman, and will the U.S. get it? So the Kia Tasman, and I'll open this up to see a bigger picture. If you listen to the podcast, check it out on pickuptrucktalk.com. It's basically a really wild-styled Kia. It is a boxy Kia with a bed, and it's got this really bizarre kind of wrap on it, and they're going to build it for the Australian market. It's going to be for utes, right? So your metric one tons that act like a full-size truck in global markets. But Kia is getting out there. They want to build this. Now, there is some discussion that they do have a plant in the United States, in Georgia. Could they build the Kia Tasman in the United States? Because we have what's called the chicken tax, which has helped U.S. manufacturers such as Ford, GM, and Stellantis, a.k.a. Chrysler, Ram, produce lots of full-size trucks to market and have a home field advantage. Now, that has kept some vehicles away, Toyota Hilux, Nissan Navara, and the Kia Tasman, and we've had replacements, the Toyota Tacoma and Nissan Frontier, that get brought up from either Mexico or built in the United States. So if they can build this Kia in Georgia, or they can build it somewhere in Mexico, you could see a Kia midsize truck in the United States. If you don't know what a metric one ton is, typically a metric one ton's a little bit heavier frame. They're a little bit narrower, a little bit taller. They are the workhorse globally. They ride a little rougher, and they don't handle as well. But for that customer, that's what they get. In our marketplace, our midsize trucks tend to be a little bit wider, a little bit shorter, and they ride better. But they can't handle all the weight that the metric one-ton trucks can handle. So that's a very interesting vehicle they put out there. It's wild styling. I can't wait for the full reveal to actually see more details on it. But right now, all we have is this one teaser image. On the YouTube channels. Let's see. I'm kicking off since been a couple weeks since I did something. It's been a while ago since I did any sort of truck news recap. But so we have a couple things going on. I did a six seaters. We talked about bench seats. We talked about, dude, where's my truck? When the latest Bighorn starting to ship, and where's mine at? I also did the pro and con for the Toyota 4Runner, whether you should buy that over the 2024 or not. The 2025, as you may recall, came out two weeks ago. We talked about gasoline particulate filters coming out to more engines. I also did a key changes for the Toyota Tundra 2026. That was based on my conversations with Chief Engineer Sheldon Brown and kind of reading behind the scenes. And the fact that I've covered the Toyota Tundra now since like 2009. So I've done both generations, 2010. I've done the prior generation. I had a 2013 model I bought. I bought a 2022 model. And so I'm well-versed in Toyota vehicles. We also talked about direct injection carbon buildup, which is based on the conversation I have with Sheldon Brown. I did a comparison of the Toyota Land Cruiser versus Toyota 4Runner. And frankly, I was the only one. I think a lot of us are still confused on why they're doing both. When you do see them in person, it does become clear that they're different, but it's just strange. They're just really strange. I also did a Ford Ranger XLT, whether top likes and five likes and dislikes after driving around for a week. And then I had a very, well, controversial video. I talked about EPA and truck reliability, maintenance and changes coming to the marketplace. And that's based on conversations I have with automaker, plus reading through the EPA documents. And I'll say this again for one more time. There is no problem with CO2. CO2 emissions, when you have CO2, we breathe it out, plants absorb it. The issue that the EPA sees is an overabundance of CO2. It's like going to McDonald's. You get one cheeseburger, yeah, you're fine. You get eight cheeseburgers, you got a problem fitting your pants. And that's what the EPA is saying. Now, we also talked about a million mile gasser, which is a really interesting story. This gentleman used it on his family trips and he used it at a farm. He drives like a couple hundred miles a day. And he is conversation in the comments about how his daily driving and how that miles got racked up. I didn't cover that as well as I should have in that video, and it's kind of biting me in the butt. So sorry about that one. We also have the Toyota Tacoma hybrid price, and I did a Trail Hunter drive plus fuel economy in that right off the bat because I wanted to get right to those details. And then we have the RHO with the really, to me, incredible price. So that's really kind of a quick news recap what happened this week on the truck channel and the truck news for this channel. So make sure you check out other videos on this channel as well, especially those videos talked below in this podcast or live stream or not podcast or video as you're watching this. Sorry, it's starting to rain quite a bit. I'm getting very distracted. Also, make sure you check the website at pickuptrucktalk.com and a good conversation happening in the forum at pickuptrucktalk.com. We also have 175 members over there. Lots of good conversations with people talking about truck things like you want to talk about. All right, there you go. That's what I got for you this week. As always, thanks for watching. I will see you down the road.